Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ramon Ray is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of the Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, two different books. RamonRay.com is one website, and SmartHustle.com, is that right?
Absolutely. That's right, Jim. You got
so
it.
Check out his websites there, folks. So, Ramon, you went to an event, a Zoho yes. event. Tell us what that means first, and then tell
sure.
us
that
about
that.
Tell us about what you heard about integrating software.
Hold on.
First, I want you to tell us about what Zoho event is, and then I want you to tell us about the integrating software debate discussion that was had.
Sure. So Zoho had something called Zoho Day, and that's an event where media and analysts and other people who think or speak, we get together and learn about solutions from Zoho and learn the industry.
What is a Zoho?
Zoho is a CRM application. It competes with Salesforce, for example, and others like that. So you take your records, your contacts, your telephone numbers, your sales, and bring them all together in one. That's Zoho,
right.
Z-O-H-O, Zoho.
Thank you. Now, what did you learn?
Got it. Sorry about that, Jim.
Sorry. What did you learn?
Yeah, so basically, I think, Jim, that many small businesses, we use these individual applications. I'm sure you use them, I use them, and they're great, whether it's a Dropbox, whether it's a Wix, whether it's these variety of tools. And I think the thing I learned is that growing businesses, we have to have visibility into our entire company. And the only way I think to do that best is by having an integrated software approach where when your customer pays you, when your customer buys from you, when you're marketing to your customer, the customer's viewpoint is within one view in front of you and your staff and not on 10 different applications, as many of us do.
So what would that look like? Give us an example of what that would look like.
Yeah, sure.
Give us a real world example.
The bad way it works, you're Becky selling cupcakes in Texas, and the customer pays you. You have your database on whatever it is, your financial tool. But then you want to know, then the next day you want to know how to analyze that information. How many cupcakes do they buy? How do you market to them better? How should you do Facebook ads? Jim, oftentimes you have to use a different application.
Right.
So where the customer paid you and marketing to the customer are living in two separate places.
So so PayPal on one side to get paid and the analytics in another place.
Exactly. But the best option for Becky, this cupcake seller, is to know, 57 customers bought 10 black cupcakes, 10 pink cupcakes, and 4 yellow cupcakes. Then you now have a comprehensive way to see.
And is there one program that puts all that together?
Sure. Well, that goes back to these tools such as Zoho, such as Salesforce. And I can mention many others, and not just
and
one tool.
And do they allow you to take money over their platforms?
Absolutely, and that's the big deal, is that no longer, as you said, with PayPal,
most people don't know that.
Correct. Many of us are using these individual tools instead of comprehensive.
You know, it's pretty handy if I buy something from you, if I go to your website and buy one of your books, and you give me the opportunity to click, and automatically my PayPal account comes up, that's pretty handy. It's handy for me, but it's not as illuminating as you would like for it to be.
Exactly. And with these tools, Jim, is that for your audience is that they can still use PayPal in many of these tools. But the benefit is that now the databases are integrated. So when somebody purchases, when you're invoicing, those kind of things are now integrated as you market better. And that, I think, is where the power comes. Finance and marketing are no longer siloed and separate, which many of us in business, which we do.
Absolutely. And so if you can integrate all that together, and a lot of this – what this does is it also holds the education process down because for a long time we had to learn how this worked and why that was important, why the CRM was important. We had to deal with our social media strategy, and then we had to manage our the accounts receivable part. And now if it's integrated all together, the learning process comes way down, right?
That is very, very intuitive. You're exactly right, Jim. I didn't think about that. I wrote down on a piece of paper, I have about 7 different applications that I use in my business and pay for. And I'm thinking maybe not all 7 are going to be in one application. Mm-hmm. But, Jim, if I can get it down to 3, 4, 5,
see,
that's
this
what
is,
you said.
This is all I think about is the small business owner bandwidth. You know,
yeah.
we only have so much, number one, we only have so much bandwidth. And so much of our bandwidth is Main Street stuff.
Right.
Real honest 500-year-old Main Street stuff. And now here comes all this new digital stuff. And when we have too many options for digital solutions coming at us, it really becomes a bandwidth issue. How much time do I have? How much interest do I have? How much attention span do I have? How much do I want to spend and take the time for my people to learn? If you can combine that into one or two applications,
yep.
that helps a lot.
Yep. Correct. And listen, support is easier, Jim. That means you only have one or two companies instead of 7 when issues come up. And going back to, you know, listen, people are talking about Amazon, the great integration they have. I think every small business, not that we have to be exactly like them, we should
yeah.
be different, but move toward this aspect of a holistic, integrated, one
yeah.
dashboard view of the customer.
And
that
yet,
makes them look
yet,
so all the things.
And yet, I don't trust right. Amazon any farther than I could throw them.
But let's use the example.
And I, don't mind, and I don't mind telling people that.
No problem. No problem.
I don't know
but
about
at least
Zoho.
We can learn
I don't know about Zoho, but all I know is this is one of the drawbacks, though. It must be said, Ramon, when an entity has this much of your information that they're helping
yeah.
you manage, they have that much of your information. That's what you always have to remember, folks. What are we giving up for the convenience, for the handy, for the sexy? What are we giving up? We cannot lose sight of that when we integrate the software. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.